Last Saturday night at BC Place is another reason why I love this job so much. During my now almost 30 years in journalism, I have had the privilege to cover many outstanding community events, news and sports stories. On the Sunshine Coast, where I was the editor and sports editor for 12 years, I told stories of provincial and national championships, saw the agony of defeat and thrill of victory for so many youth athletes. Experienced the joy of their coaches, teachers and parents as they shared in those experiences. Thanks to Mark Booth, who provided outstanding sports and athletic coverage for The Optimist for 30-plus years, I only watched from the sidelines, at my desk, as he had these same experiences here in South Delta. When Mark retired in 2023, I knew there were big shoes to fill to maintain a high level and standard of sports coverage for The Optimist. It's been a challenge, but thanks to the efforts of parents, teachers and coaches, we have been able to maintain a solid sports presence for the paper. The AAA football semifinal between South Delta and WJ Mowat was one for the ages, a thrilling back-and-forth contest that the Sun Devils pulled out 43-42. To be there in person alongside our amazing freelance photographer Jim Kinnear, who captured amazing photos from the game, which you can see on our website, to experience the sheer joy and excitement from the players and coaches, was truly something. With the win, South Delta is off to the provincial title game against rival Vancouver College, who had 5 players from the South Delta area on their squad. The two teams have been ranked 1-2 in the standings all year, and the only loss for the Sun Devils has come at the hands of the Irish. It's set up to be another epic night of high school football under the dome. Jim and I will be there as we document what is sure to be another amazing story that we both can tell.